We're going to be joined here with Scott City's state qualifier for the girls and Haley McDaniel, who finished third on Saturday at the 4-1A regional in Scott City there. And Haley, thanks again for joining me here. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. First, congratulations qualifying for states. And you win that consolation semifinal match in the blood round to get to states. What was that feeling like after you'd won?
Felt really good when I came off the mat. My brother was really excited, and I saw my family, and it felt really good.
Yep, and then you realize, I've got one more match. I got to go compete there, and you came back and won that third place. But how big was that to get back to the third place match there, getting that one, and avoiding another regional champion?
It felt really good. I was really happy about it.
Did you feel like your wrestling was pretty good on Saturday?
I do. I feel like I wrestled really solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know you ended up wrestling the regional champion in the semis there from Cimarron Veronica there. You just beaten her a week before, but what was maybe a little different with that match with her this time around?
I don't know. It was so close. It was a really good match. I'm so mad about that match. I should have won that.
It's all right. You get an opportunity at stage once again, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've had you have a practice partner here this week, here in the next couple weeks here, and one thing I've noticed about you, as much as you've improved this year, you've got a pretty good tight waist. Where'd you learn that from?
My dad and my brother have been working with me a lot mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah, what's the key to a pretty good tight waist?
Just gotta wrench it really tight, and shove the arm under really well.
All right, what do you feel like that you've been pretty strong at this year?
I think I'm really pretty strong at bottom, getting out with my back pressure. And I think I'm good on my feet, too. I just got to remember to stay on my toes. But I think I'm pretty solid in most areas, but definitely still have room to improve.
What was it like to be at a postseason and a regional and kind of wrestle at home in front of a lot of the home fans?
It was really fun. It was a good experience. Mm-hmm.
And now you go to Salina here next week, and you're going to be in front of a lot of fans there, a lot bigger crowd there. And what do you try to do to kind of mentally prepare for a state tournament?
I just try to have a really good mentality, mm-hmm. Be positive about myself, tell myself I can do it, and yeah.
Have you kind of reached out for some advice on how to prepare mentally for that?
Yeah, Colin really helps me before my matches. He helps me a lot with that.
That's good. And you've had an amazing freshman campaign. Beginning of the year, of course, first year out for wrestling to now, would you have ever put yourself in did you ever imagine yourself being in this position to wrestle at state?
I knew I had the athletic ability. I just didn't know if I would have enough experience yet, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely just really proud of myself for even making it.
Absolutely, deservingly so. Congratulations, Haley, on qualifying for state here, and good luck to you, and we'll see you there in Salina next week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Haley McDaniel joining us here, wrestling at 105 pounds for the Lady Beavers and a state qualifier here. And now we'll be joined here with Coach Dakota Hayes as Scott City hosted the 4-1A Girls Regional over the weekend. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me here, and I'll tell you what, It was a well-run tournament, pretty well there. Over 200 girls, over 300 matches, and you get done in 8 hours. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that we told everybody on Friday night at the CD meeting was, you know, we had the possibility of some snow coming in mm-hmm. and just some bad weather. And we said, you know, we can do one of two options. We can run this thing wide open and go with it and get done as soon as possible and get you guys on the road while it's still daylight out, or we can do some things and drag it out. And all the coaches really thought it'd be a good idea to run that thing as fast as we could and get it done. And I feel like, you know, we had great table help, great officials, and it was able to go off without any hitches. So,
absolutely. I know you get one qualifier to state with Haley McDaniel. Had a lot of other ones that you were hoping that opportunity would be there to qualify for state. Just sometimes just not your day.
Yeah, sometimes some things can start snowballing the other direction. You know, we usually do a really good job of snowballing in the good direction. But, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, not that they didn't wrestle their hardest, yeah. but it was just sometimes we just didn't get, you know, in the right position at the right time. And some things kind of went downhill pretty quick. But, you know, they all were still excited to have that opportunity and tried to put themselves in the best positions that they could. And, you know, that's all we can ask for. So.
What I noticed a lot about it on Saturday, there were a lot of upsets of the higher seeds. And sometimes you don't see that a lot, maybe in the boys wrestling, but you're going to you kind of still continue to see that a lot in the girls wrestling. It's still, and it's still somewhat in its infancy.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where sometimes you really, really can't be complacent that you got that one or two seed,
yeah.
Because you're going to get everybody's best match, and they're going to bring everything that they got, and they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you and try to get you. And I feel like a couple of our girls stubbed their toes a little bit in some of that situations. But at the end of the day, yeah, some of them didn't get where they wanted to be, and they were a little disappointed, and us coaches were a little disappointed because they were disappointed.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and that's the way the dice rolled, and hopefully that gives them a little something to kind of be eager for and hungry for next year. So.
And, you know, the good thing part about it is you're going to get a bulk of those back. You do lose one senior in Lydia, and, you know, she's out for 2 years. She was one match away a year ago from state. Wasn't there on a Saturday, but I tell you what, I would like to see what she could have done if she would have been out for you for a couple more years.
Yeah, that's we've had quite a few over those over the last couple of years, and we're sitting there going, God, if we could have had, two more years with her or one more year with her. But you can't take away the work, yeah, that she put in and what she's done. Mm-hmm. Kudos to her because she busted her tail. We're happy she had the success that she did. We wish it would have, extended another week or two. She did a great job for us.
As tough as the weekend was, you had to feel like that your girls accomplished a lot this year and really were showing a lot of positive strides there toward the end of the year.
No, they were super impressed and happy with how they improved throughout the year. And some of them made leaps and bounds improvements from just last year. It was awesome to see. And hopefully, we can come in next year right where they left off, and the sky's the limit with them. So,
You go Saturday. It's the boys' turn to take the mat there at the 4A regional in Colby, and I think there's 15 teams here, but this is going to be kind of the pinnacle of the 4A regionals.
I think so. We've got quite a few ranked kids at just about every weight in that regional, and so. Hopefully our boys have prepared themselves throughout this week and they're getting their mind right and taking care of their bodies and really put on a good showing there in Colby.
Yeah, it's I mentioned the 15 teams. It's pretty wide range. I mean, who would ever imagine Wamego, Rock Creek, or Marysville would have to make the trek clear west to Colby?
Yeah, I know. I guess it's only fair, though. The last couple years, we've made the long old trek out east.
Mm-hmm.
Between McPherson and Abilene the year before that. It's nice to see Keisha be able to give us something out here where, we're only an hour drive from Colby. And so not having to get home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then turn around a short week and leave again on Wednesday to get to Salina. And hopefully, we can give those boys that qualify some time off on Sunday to really relax get set for a long week. So.
The way it's set up with them now going Thursday, that first round of state, do you kind of wish that they could maybe move that regional to Friday maybe down the road? Is that something that could be up for discussion?
I really don't know. A lot of other states, though, that do the three-day state tournament still have it on Saturday, I do believe. It's one of those things like, yeah, a couple extra days might help, but, a lot of us don't practice on Sunday anyways.
Yeah.
And even if this time in the year, even if we did have it on Friday, I think I'd still give them Saturday off just to kind of relax and recoup and really get that mindset going. That's one thing with wrestling. It's just so mental and physical that sometimes you just need to take a step back really just reevaluate everything and go on from there. So,
and then I understand your seating meeting's on Friday night, Saturday morning. Now, okay, I was trying to remember. I thought it might have been Friday night, but yeah, Saturday morning. But that's going to be interesting. And How tough is it at times when you're in there in the seating meeting and you see some of the kids that are probably going to be very seatable, high seatable, that maybe you've not faced this year, maybe compared to some of the schools? I just think of the North Central Kansas League. They see each other in duels there, and so they kind of have an idea. But how tough is it sometimes to kind of get that higher seat for some of your kids that maybe hasn't seen some of the other competition?
You know, it is a little bit difficult, but, you know, I'm one of the guys that I'll kind of study a lot of those teams that are coming and try to see if we've got any commons or anything along those lines. And that's why it's really big for us to go to that Abilene tournament.
Yep.
This is about the only time of the year that we get to see Abilene and who else goes there? But Marysville. Yep. That's the only time we get to see them. Even Pratt, mm-hmm. McPherson, that's the only time we see them. Right. And so that's why it's such a good tournament for us to go to, because if we've bumped into them and have beaten them, then we kind of know, hey, we fit right in this area, right in there. So.
Okay. Once again, it is Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're talking wrestling, girls qualifying one for state, and we talked to Haley there. And boys, we'll head to Colby on Saturday morning for 4A regional competition, hopes to get the state next week. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and good luck to you guys this weekend.